Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And in a few minutes, I will have one of my co-hosts join me, as well as a special guest if she's able to attend. But I am so excited and delighted that you are here today. And actually, this is not nighttime, amen. This is the evening. So I really welcome you this evening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. And I would like to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you who are listening, because we have an exciting show today, and we're going to interview a national R&B recording artist, Miss Felicia, if she's able to attend. And so we want to always begin by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. Lord, we thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we ask with this ministry and our guests and each and every person come on, would they be blessed in a mighty and powerful way, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your divine sovereignty, and we thank you for being there for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I believe I have my co-host on, and she's going to introduce herself a little bit later, as well as my guest. And I want to introduce my guest, first of all. Miss Felicia, she's known for her musical success with Bone Thugs and Harmony. She is releasing her latest single, Ride For You. She is a singer. She's a songwriter. She's a producer. She was born in Illinois. And she has quite a unique story that I'm going to allow her to share on the ministry. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Felicia. Miss Felicia, are you on the line?
I am. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's an honor just to speak with you. I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and then I'm going to allow my co-host, Miss Brandy, to ask you a few questions. Is that okay?
That's wonderful.
All right. Thank you. Can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, I'm Felicia. I'm a singer-songwriter, owner of my own company, Chosen Empire. I have artists that I'm working with. I'm writing a book. I'm Every Woman and So Are You. I love animals, love children, and I love music. So the list goes on and on. I think that was a question that I could just go on and on. I just love life. I love God. And I want to thank you for that prayer. It was beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Now, your bio indicated that you began singing at the age of 2, and you was also arranging songs at the age of 5. Can you elaborate on your God-given creativity?
Yes, my parents tell this story every chance they get. At 2, I can't remember singing that far, but I do remember 5. And what they said is I would begin to listen to songs on the radio and put my own harmony in it and rearrange the words.
Wow.
And so I began doing that at five, and that's how I learned how to write. And I would always hear a song and say, oh, they should have did that, and oh, that was the wrong note, and, you know, so the love of music has always been with me.
That is amazing. And can you tell me, like, I'm not going to put you on the spot by having you rearrange a song or anything, but what type of music would you rearrange?
My parents used to listen to B.B. King a lot, Michael Jackson, Whitney, a lot of songs, every song on the radio. And then, you know, I used to get the record player and play songs and just sit and come up with different, whole nother words. We call them remixes today, but I would do that at five.
Wow, amazing, amazing. That's great. Okay, now a lot of people want to know, how did your music career kick off? What really ignited your music career?
My music career ignited, I was going to sign with Flophouse Records, the home of MJG and 8-Ball. My mom, we were at a Tupac concert. She took me, and we were in the backstage, and some commotion jumped off. We thought it was a gun, but it was actually someone who threw a garbage can loudly, and so the whole concert had to disperse. The acts and everyone backstage, they pushed us in the room. So that's how I met the guys. I moved to Texas to continue a situation with them. It was taking longer than I thought it should take. So my friend said, well, let's go to a Mary J. concert. I did, and I met Bone Thugs. And I just sat in the seat in the front row with my friend, and I heard the spirit say, get up, go tell them what you do. And that's what I did. Got up, approached the bodyguard. He let me on stage, craocated, and Crazy said he had heard me, because I had previously did a song with one of his recording artists. So he let me know that he had a company, and after tour, he was going to invite me down to Miami, and that's what happened. 2 weeks later, flew to Miami, recorded, and been with the guys ever since.
Oh, wow, what an amazing story. So people are like, wow, how does that happen, you know?
Faith, right? You got to have faith.
That's right. You do.
Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about your new single that is out for those who love R&B and what you want the audience to take from that new single.
Okay. Well, I've been listening to the radio, and honestly, I've been a little disappointed with the messages that they're sending. Everything is so microwave, and, you know, you can just get rid of this if you don't like it. You know, we want microwave right now. So I was like, there's no real love songs. And what happened to, you know, the substance of a relationship? So, you know, I've always been about family. So I said, you know what? I'm going to introduce to our newer population and generation and give them back what they're missing. And it's, you know, home is first, love is first, and ride. And yes, you have some problems, but don't just jump ship if you don't
have
to.
Wow. That's good.
Thank you.
So
the ride for you is.
I'm sorry.
Oh no.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask you this about the song, because that's a very strong and powerful, just how you introduced it. So with this song, you came up with the lyrics and you wrote this song.
Yes.
And you want
my partner. Excuse me.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yes. I have a team that's on the label, and, you know, a producer sent the track, and, you know, I just came in, and we said, this is what I want to write about, and that's how it happened.
Wow, that's good. I'm going to have to listen to that. That's real good.
Yeah.
Great, okay. What are some of your long-term and short-term goals concerning music?
My long-term goal, and only because I know the industry, my long-term goal is to change the industry. You know, from the norm, the gatekeepers, and, you know, hiding things from artists and being deceptive in contracts and, you know, ulterior motives. I want to change that, and I want the music industry to be embraced and loved and real music, produce real music for the fans.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. It's a great goal, great goal. Okay, now I'm going to turn you over to my co-host, Miss Brandy. Miss Brandy's from Mobile, Alabama, and she, too, likes to interview individuals. Miss Brandy, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Brandy.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Miss Felicia Lindsay?
Felicia.
Felicia Lindsay. I'll remember that. Okay. Thank you, Elfrida, for allowing me to partake in this interview today. I do have a couple more questions for Miss Felicia, if you don't mind. For those of you who may be just now tuning in, I want to reintroduce Miss Felicia. She is, if I'm correct, she's the wife of Stephen House.
Yes.
Okay, and he is a member of Bones, Hope, and Harmony. His name in that group would be Lazy Bone. Is that right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, all right. So I have a couple questions, and, you know, just go ahead and answer the same way you were doing with Miss Elfrida. First question I have is, who have you collaborated with in the R&B realm that left a lasting impression on you?
Left a lasting impression. It would have to be Bone Thugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can you explain why, just a little bit more about how he was he left an impression on you in the R&B?
First of all, you know, it's so many members, it's five members of the guys. So seeing their, you know, their different personalities and what they contribute to the music, and you know, and learning the business side. That's been amazing to me.
Okay.
And to
okay.
see how they, you know, they've changed the game. They don't get credit for, you know, the things that they've done. Well, they don't get the right credit, I would say, that for, you know, the how they changed the music industry. And
they really did. I actually love that group. They really did change the sound and everything, the message, how it was delivered. They really, really had a unique sound. So, yeah, I can agree with that. Okay. Who has profoundly impacted your career? You kind of answered that a little bit in your last question, but
it would be the same. You know, I had mentors, so in the beginning of my career, Bullet Lou and Professor Griff used to, like, mentor me. Like, Professor used to give me all these CDs, like, learn. He was the one, the stickler. You must learn this business. It's a business. And yeah.
Okay. You said Professor Griff?
Yes.
Okay.
Public Enemy.
Oh, that's right. Okay, okay. Well, that's great. That's great. Okay, my next question is, what would you tell upcoming artists in the R&B field today?
You know, just be true to your craft. Keep your team around you that believes in you. You know, you can't do this all by yourself. You know, have faith in yourself and really study and know the business, because, you know, we have managers and people, you know, that look supposed to look out for our best interest, but if you don't know how to look out for your best interest, then you could be taken advantage of.
Okay, yeah, it's a lot of people that are interested in knowing how to break in the business, and then when they get in there, how to learn the business and to be sure that they are not taken advantage of. So, yeah, that's a good piece of advice to provide to artists in the field today. Okay, next question is there anything else you would like to share with us that I may not have asked?
Oh, let's see. Oh, there we go. That wide. Well, you know, I want to share, you know, my beliefs, and, you know, family is first, the foundation. And, you know, without your foundation, you fall. So, you know, if anybody's looking to start anything, just make sure that, you know, home is taken care of first. And, you know, and then, like I said, you have the basis, the basic knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I like what you said about the type of songs that you want to put out. And, I, you know, it's funny because I was talking with a friend a little while ago about that, how true love songs are not out there anymore. Everything is all, you know, is not there. And I love the idea of you doing that. I think that needs to be brought back to music and to radio and into the homes of people. So I really, really appreciate you having the mindset to want to do that type of music. That's great. Okay. You're welcome. Okay. I have one last question. Okay. And that is, how can individuals get your new single, Ride For You?
On www.chosenempire, and chosen is spelled C-H-O-Z-Z-E-N, empire. And you can also go on my social sites, Felicia, Twitter, that's S-3-L-E-C-I-A. And it will be, my album will be released October 27th.
Oh, that was going to be a question I was going to ask, but you already answered. So it will be released October
27th? Yes. My birthday.
Oh, well, good. Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Early birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Felicia. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn the show back over to Miss Alfreda.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Miss Felicia, we really thank you for coming on the ministry and the show today. And I just pray that God continue to bless you with all of your talents, and you really inspired us today. And if you have any more of your friends who would like to come on the show, please send them to me.
I sure will. Thank you so much. And again, that prayer was so needed, so thank you.
Thank you. Well, take care. May God bless.
You too.
Thank you, Felicia.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Felicia. And she interviewed with us today, and she has a new single out entitled Ride For You. And, of course, she said this is about love and relationships. And I want to pause for a second, and I want one of my co-hosts to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about herself, because she will be on the ministry some, and so I want you to become familiar with her as well. So, Ms. Brandy, are you on the phone still?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and then after you finish, I'll go ahead with my announcements. And if you have any announcements that's going on in Mobile, Alabama, then you let us know, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Alfreda. My name is Brandy Corbett. I'm a native of Mobile, Alabama, and I'm just the regular hometown girl that has dreams and aspirations. One of the things that I aspire to do or to become is a talk show / television host. I've dabbled in it a little bit when I was younger in the music field when I was younger, and I've done a couple of other things. But right now what I want to do is focus on starting a talk show career. And one of the things that I've done is I put out there on my Facebook page that I want to meet Oprah Winfrey. I want to meet her. I do want to meet her because I feel like, you know, in order to achieve goals, you put positive people in your path. And what better person to help me get there other than Oprah? I mean, there's several good or great talk show hosts, television hosts out there, but the one that I choose to want to meet is Oprah Winfrey. Just for one day, to spend a day with her, to see how she does, what she does, and just to meet her in general, I think that would be an honor. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And I thank Alfreda for allowing me to come on and be her co-host today. That was a great opportunity. I really, really appreciate you, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows that they should listen to your show and tune in. And I actually told them today, hey, go ahead and tune in and listen. We're going to be on air, so. Thank you, Alfreda, for inviting me.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. And is there anything, any events before I start with all of these events? Are there any events in Mobile, Alabama that we need to know about?
I'm pretty sure there are. If there are going to be any events, the listeners would need to probably go to, I think it's al.com. They kind of bring up some of the events that are going on here in Mobile locally. So, yeah, they can probably go online and check there and see what's going on with couple of things scattered, so that's probably the best place to check it out.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you would like to share with the audience?
I can't think of any. Well, Well, no, not right now. I can't think of anything else right now, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to start with my announcements. All right, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them or telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please,
yeah.
Facebook at Freda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Remember to pray for all of your family members and put them all in one line because you're all on one accord, and pray for each family member and pray for yourself, and do not forget to pray for those you know and those who you do not know. I would
That's
like
right.
for you to quickly go to alfreda.hubpages.com, and as I always say, there are many articles for your viewing. We have different articles concerning celebrities. The latest one is celebrating Bobby Christina's life. We also have effective presentations. We have social life in school. We have teaching. We have personal health information and self-help. We have activism. We have Christianity, the Bible, and Jesus. We have radio. We have social issues, blues music, of course, politics and political science. We have the mother-child bond. We have Christian and gospel music. We have United States politics. We have crime and justice issues. We have radio. We have God and views of God. We have politics and political science, preparing for tests. We have radio again. We have events to change the world. We have televised and TV shows. We have education issues and much, much more. So please be sure to look out for that page. I am going to write an article concerning LeBron James. He did something very special, which was to give back to his hometown in Ohio, giving back to the teens. That's very special, and we need to write about that and make sure that it hits the headlines. In addition to that, if you go to alfredaloveshow.com, just a second, alfredaloveshow.com, I'm going to give you time to get there. If you go there, you will see my website, homepage. Of course, tells you a little bit about what's going on the homepage. You'll see the gospel show. If you click on Love Radio, you'll go straight to the blog where my radio is. If you need a speaker, love is always the answer. So if you need a speaker on anything such as leadership, ministry, education, motivating teams, praise and worship, accountability, if you need any of those topics, then love is definitely the answer. So be sure to contact me. Of course, you'll see the about the venue. Most of my work is done on the radio as well as attending events or hosting events, and I will speak about an event that I'm hosting in just a second. Location and contact information. My contact information is here if you want to leave a message where send a comment or review is. There it is for you. A gospel artist in the industry, if you click on that, you will see many of the gospel artists. This is not all of the gospel artists. This is only probably about 10% of the gospel artists. I will be adding more pages. If you click on links, you will see you can connect with me on LinkedIn. There's the radio station again. There's the articles again, and there's a spiritual guide that I wrote. Be sure that you check that out. Okay? Meet Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel Love, who is the lady behind the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. That will be myself, yours truly. There is a bio, short bio, about a little bit about me. Speaking topics, as I said before, here are some speaking topics. And they are as follow: cool classrooms, bully-proof in schools, control your metabolism, move something, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, your church is within the heart, what is inside your heart, relationship, religion, and relief. Of course, these are the articles again. My author corner, I am currently incorporating many authors. By far, these are not the only authors. I'm going to add more. And, of course, health and human performance. I will have articles as well as video. I'm still working on that. So be sure to govern yourselves accordingly and be sure to continue to listen to the ministry. There are several things going on that I would like to bring to your attention. On tomorrow, I will bring a message, and I will let you know what that message is pretty soon. So you can tune in, and I'll tell you what time on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, which is blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. I will bring a message on tomorrow. On Monday, we will have my top 15 Billboard gospel artists. All right? We will have our gospel artists. Then, of course, on Wednesday, we will have Praying with Love and Power. So be sure to come back for that. And also on Wednesday, I will participate in a television interview. And so I want you guys to be sure to watch it, okay? In addition to that, on Monday, for the Bellmead citizens, we will have a forum concerning the 2 cents tax increase. And so I want to make sure that you guys are in on that. It will be at 6:30 at the Bellmead Civic Center. All right. I'm also planning for a huge or a big talent show. And that talent show right now, I'm looking at December, and I will give you more details, so please stay tuned. And I would like to thank my co-host. I would like to thank my family and my friends. And, of course, I would like to thank God for a successful show. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.